Greetings, adventurers! Sadly, we will not have a full episode this week due to the holidays, but I think we've got a little specialness in our hearts to share with you before this week. I'll edit this part.
Please leave that in.
Leave it in.
Leave you saying, I'll edit this part in.
But take this part out.
So guys, we just had Christmas. I think we all celebrate Christmas on this podcast because we're in America. And
oh my God,
yeah.
I refuse to celebrate the pagan ritual because Jesus our Lord Christ was actually born in March.
I like to celebrate Christmas because I like to celebrate the sun disc god.
Guys, you're offending me, and I think Christmas is just about good times, family, cranberry sauce. So you guys are being very rude.
It's about being in my parents' house with my mom's 5 Christmas trees.
And sneaking alcohol.
It's real. The 5 Christmas trees are 100% real.
In my religion, they teach us that cranberry sauce is wicked.
Ah.
Nothing else. Nothing else. Just cranberry sauce.
That's the only sin. Are you going to hell, Bachman?
As long as you don't partake of the sauce, you'll reach the promised land.
But cranberry sauce is so good.
Well... That's what they say. I wouldn't know.
So we're not doing a full episode. We're just saying hi. We will have a special thing for you next week, which is also going to be very special. I think you're really going to enjoy it, which will also be very short. Apologize for that. But but we did just, you know, New Year's is about to hit. It's been another year here in Drunkeros. And I think we just all wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
Supporting us on Patreon and through tweets and hugs and everything else.
And fan art and forum posts. And
your just prayers. Creating yourself your own little community within.
Can you just say through a prayer?
Yeah.
Guys.
We could feel them.
We had a moment and then you just ruined it by mentioning prayer.
That's what I tell the priest in our anti-cranberry juice or cranberry sauce. Church every single week.
We had a great time talking about how crappy cranberry sauce is, and you just started praying.
That's not what this religion's about.
A reading from the Book of Cran.
No, but you hate cranberries.
I'm confused.
Is
your
like
dogma?
It's a weird religion.
So we're just gonna run around the table real quick, and with New Year's coming, and just say what our resolution is. Just so you can share this special time of year with us.
Aww. Oh, wow.
Does anyone want to start?
I can start, but I have 3 resolutions. I'm trying to get it this year. So,
all right, go for it.
These are, like, legitimately sincere. These are, like, my real... I normally am not very good at New Year's resolutions, but this year I'm feeling it for some reason. I've decided that these are specifically more for me and my, like, professional work life, so I'm going to... under-promise and over-deliver more. Instead of when people say, can you do blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I'm like, oh, no, I have to work a million hours. I'm not going to do that. I'm also going to stop apologizing for stupid stuff. Like when I have to email someone and ask a question. I'm not doing that anymore.
Fuck them.
Thirdly, and most importantly, my goal in 2015 is to be able to squat my own body weight.
I like that.
I'm serious.
Gross.
What? No way. I'm like not even that far from that right now.
Gross.
And then when I'm done with that, I want to be able to squat my dad's body weight.
Yeah. Please don't squat your dad's body weight.
I want to be able to squat
that
my
is a sin.
Kids
guys,
at home, please don't.
Squatting
no,
your weight is not that big a deal.
It's really not. And actually, I've been researching, and it's very reasonable to be able to squat up to 1.5 times your body weight, which is totally within my dad's weight's in that.
Yeah.
So maybe
now,
that's
if she was saying she wants to bench her dad.
That I could not do. But
kid,
I
don't
could,
bench your dad.
You should bench your dad as a sign of dominance against him.
Dad, it's finally Christmas. Step into the ring.
Time to fight. All right, those are my resolutions for 2015.
All right, who wants to go next? Should I go? Or did somebody else
want
to
go?
Sure,
go ahead.
Do it.
Yeah, you go.
Guys, I just have one resolution this year, and it's to yell at you all less.
That's it?
What?
I'm just going to stop yelling at you guys. I'm going to try. Well, I'm probably not going to do it, but it's a
resolution.
That's it?
Our resolution's supposed to be on brand.
Oh man, mine are not. Well, other than the lifting body weight, I feel like that's kind of
Jennifer. How about
that's on a ludicrous brand?
How about your one of your D&D resolutions is to remember your fucking powers?
Oh, it's too hard. I'll break it immediately. I'm so bad at it.
All right, maybe my resolution will be to prepare more and not just do it an hour before the game starts.
Yeah. Less skill challenges.
No.
Dude, that's my favorite.
A collective gas just went up.
I'm razzing you. I'm just jacking your dick.
I may have asked Nika what our levels were today.
Oh, no.
15.
We like to give you guys a quality show that we prepare for. 100%.
I'll go next, unless anyone else wants to.
No, I'll go after you.
Okay. So, I had a great year in 2013. This year wasn't bad, it just was neutral, which some could argue is bad. So, I'm going to go broad and say, recapture that 2013 spirit, and that includes get fit, bro. You know, run, lift, punch, squash. That's all part of the fitness, bro. And that's important because I'm getting husky and I love to drink beer and I don't like to sleep. Number two, as God is my witness and all you thousands of people listening right now, in 2015, I will do stand-up comedy several times.
You better do it.
Hold me to it. Or else I'll die. I'll probably just kill myself.
I'm gonna
instead.
Do. I'm gonna send you an eye emoji every day that you don't do stand up.
All right.
I'm watching you.
That's one.
Whoa.
Number three, get rid of these glum monsters that live in my head. We sometimes call it depression, but it's
you guys
easier.
Are taking this way more seriously than I
Tim and I've been talking about it. Like, this is our year, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is as tight as yell less at you. That's not on mine. I will yell just as much at you guys, if not more. Four is to recommit my life to Geekly.
Are you gonna go to the front of Geekly Church and recommit your life?
I'm gonna apologize. I lost a lot of wind in my sails after we lost our AdSense account. I'm like, fuck this shit. Who cares? It's all fake. It's all fucking fake. I hope you all die.
That's some of the glum thoughts.
That's the glum thoughts. So three and four are kind of connected. And then...
Five's blank on your list. Yeah. I can see it.
Five is the Tomb of the Unknown Resolution, which is just everything else. But I also want to make a better Harper for everyone.
Aw.
Because I sometimes feel like I'm all over the place and I need to nail down and go with it. So yeah, that's me.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
Great. Those now were... I can't kill off Harper. And
No, you're allowed to kill off Harper. I tell you that
every
other day.
Think that a better Harper would be a dead Harper.
No!
Oh. Oh.
Harper.
That's sad. Nika.
Okay, so I am just kind of coming up with these right now. One of them is...
What?
I thought a lot about this today.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And
wait, say your two sentences back to back.
Yeah, you say you were just coming up with it,
right?
And but you thought a lot about it today.
And then I was being sarcastic because I wanted Michael to think that I thought about this a lot and I didn't. Which leads me into one of my resolutions. I want to help more with Geekly.
Aww.
Because I feel like
yay,
sometimes...
you already help a lot.
Well, I feel like sometimes I do, like, a whole bunch of little stuff. But I want to help more with, like, I don't know if there's any, like, big stuff. But whatever. Like, I just want to help more. Because I want us to be the best that we can be. I want to be, like, Tim Jr. And I want to carry on our brand and make it the best ever.
Yes.
I like it.
That's beautiful.
Way to go.
Thanks. And then I would like to continue working out because these are kind of like, I think this is weird because these are like New Year's resolutions that I've gotten motivated to by you guys, which is dumb. But like Jennifer,
yeah, but
you always work out. So I want to.
Yeah, let's do squats. Everyone squat.
Everyone squat.
Tell me about your squats.
I'm really bad at them. But...
Please stop saying squat.
I will not. I will say it twice as much now.
I want to try to work out like Jennifer, and I want to try to have a very, like, optimistic and I want to try to be happier more often. Like, Bakken always seems so happy. And with like a, I don't mean this in a mean way, but like a childlike innocence. And I would like to continue.
I love it.
I would like to incorporate that more. And yeah. And I feel like the geekly thing is tied to you too, Michael. Because you do that a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And I think you're just generally all good people, and you motivate me to want to be a better person. So.
Oh, same. I feel y'all, like you guys.
Y'all same.
I'm crying. Mom is crying.
I'm ugly crying.
Our levels are all over the place.
We're yelling a lot. That's why you're crying.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Bring us home, Bachman.
Well, I think that I want to, in contrast to Jennifer, I would like to overpromise and underperform, which I'm going to start with these New Year's resolutions. I need to lose the weight that 2014 has forcefully strapped onto my body. My goal is to be able to squat my body weight, but not like my body weight, like as in weights, like the weight that's already on my body. I can't squat. I can't do it.
You'd like to be able to pick up a pin.
I would like to lie less about my dice rolls. That's for sure.
What is happening?
And actually record one episode where I know what the fuck's going on. Just one.
I think you would lose your charm if you did that.
Overpromise, underperform. For real though, I think the lose weight is legit. And then also, I want to actually finish my CCNA, like networking certification. So,
oh, cool!
I'll do that.
That sounds awesome. Mm. Hey,
real grown up resolutions.
Why don't we, since all of us want to work on getting fit, why don't we like have like gym buddies? We'll be like buddies, and we can have like a Google Doc and share like when we work out and all of this stuff.
I'm actually good, so.
Thrifty does not want to join this.
I think Veronica from Cthulhu and Friends started a post called Crit Fit.
Oh, we should get in there.
That's a good idea.
She did. I forgot about that.
You know, I have a gym buddy in Carrie, and what happens is in the mornings we're like, the alarm goes off to go to the gym, and then they were like, man, this bed is pretty warm. and then we don't go.
That's why I work out at lunchtime.
I go after work. I just bring my
lunchtime's not an option for me.
Yeah, I go after work.
I just started last Thursday or Friday, and I've been going in the mornings, and it really helps me, but I get very tired at like 6 o'clock at night.
Like it's sleepy time now. Yeah.
If you go at night, like I'm not in a position where I can go like on my way home from work or whatever. Mm. So like you go at night, you get home, like I get home at like 4:30, wait for Carrie to get home at like 5:15 ish, and then we go. By the time we get back, it's like almost 7, and then we gotta get dinner ready and like ugh.
That's why for dinner 3 days last week, I literally ate refried beans and cheese with tortilla chips because I was like, I'm so tired. I'm going to eat bean slop for dinner because I can't do this.
That sounds wonderful, though.
It was great.
And beans have so much protein and fiber in them.
It is good for me. Now the cheese part, maybe not so good, but I worked out so I don't give a shit.
Right.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this New Year's-ish podcast. I hope everyone has a happy, safe New Year's. Don't drink and drive. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. Respect your elders.
Yeah, eat your greens so that you get money, and eat black eyed peas so you get coins.
And may old Asians be forgot, grand old flag, etc.
And flag.
So we'll be back with a special little treat for you guys next week. It's gonna be a little announcement that I think you're gonna be excited to hear about. And so until then, it's been kind of dicey, I guess.
You see, there's an example. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bachman.